The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Happy Wednesday to you. You are in the loop with John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atatula hanging out with you. I think less hot because I'm not allowing Jerry Jones to do that to us. He's done this to me way too often. And so I refuse. To let that happen. We will get hot for other reasons. Texans reasons, maybe Astros reasons, Rockets reasons, but not Cowboys reasons. Get involved with the program and get hot with us. YouTube and Twitch, both available to you. Sports Radio 610 on YouTube, 610 Houston on Twitch. We love seeing y'all interact with us there. But then also, shout out to 5-Hour Energy, who is the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans for the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. That is also the place where you can get involved. And Lopez, first and foremost, how are you doing on Wednesday?
I am fantastic. Much better now. Whew. Boy, am I better now. You should have seen me about a half hour ago. I got up to the studio, and being Mike Tyson-ish age, I saw that the bathroom was under construction. And I went, well, there goes today's show. I'm going to miss at least two segments today, maybe four, maybe five, because I do tend to go to the bathroom. But you know what? Bathroom has been fixed. I'm in a good mood.
Where's the alternate bathroom for you in this building?
Oh, it's a secret.
It's a secret because you wouldn't like the answer, I'm guessing. He's like, no. there's other indoor plumbing, right? Sinks and things of that nature.
You want the bathroom hack?
Oh no,
cleanest bathroom on the building. Use this little fob that you have to get into the building, and you can get into the workout room. They clean it 3-4 times a day. It's beautiful. Have lotions. They have all kinds of stuff.
He's like, there's a selection of lotions.
There's lotions.
There's a bathroom attendant.
Do they have a little man there to hand you a paper towel?
Yeah, they should.
Give you a spray.
Get you some mints and gum and cologne.
Get a little cologne.
Tip him a buck.
Some gum.
Yeah. A Snickers mini.
Yeah. I just told the entire building. God dog it. Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
That was insight for all of like 10 people.
Now I'm going to have to, there's going to be a line.
That sounds like a lot of work.
It's going to suck for the people.
I'll hold it.
Hey, it's going to suck for the people who are working out in that gym.
That's right.
They got to go to the bathroom.
That's right. So much better to answer your question.
Thank you. It was supposed to be like one of those pleasant.
Yeah, I'm fine. How about you?
Yeah.
Closed bathroom's going to take Lopez out, man.
Yeah, if you didn't
every
know,
time.
The Lopez small bladder apparently made its or would have made its appearance today. Yeah. We're good, though.
Had to wear a diaper.
We're all good.
It does indeed depend. All right. D'Amico Ryan spoke yesterday as we're dealing with like the shifted week with a Monday night football game upcoming for the Dallas or against the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington. And so today is kind of a Tuesday.
Today's the off day, yeah.
To the Wednesday that it actually is.
Today's not Wednesday, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, today is a football Tuesday.
In football terms.
Yeah. So there's, it's a day off. I don't know that they're actually doing kind of the charitable kind of thing that typically happens on Tuesdays.
I don't know.
I think yesterday you actually did CJ Stroud's foundation afford 25 families some Thanksgiving things. So that was really nice. So they did still have some charity stuff on a Tuesday.
today's day off, but yesterday D'Amico Ryan spoke, and there was quite a few things in here, and I kind of want to get to some of them, but it feels like we might be getting D'Amico Ryan's giving us insight into where maybe the place is that this team officially, or that he views this team needs to be better.
Yeah, I mentioned to you before the show, this was really enlightening from D'Amico Ryan's. And that's not something you usually say about a press conference. Boy, that was enlightening. You know, that was introspective, and there were some hints there. But it really was, because D'Amico was asked every which way, and shout out to the assembled media for doing this, to try and explain the struggles offensively, right? And in every one, he kept saying the same word. And that word was execute. We have to execute. It's about executing. We have to execute better. We can do this and that, but it comes down to execution. In every one of them. And I'm listening to this, and I'm going through all of it, and I'm like, he's telling us. He's telling us flat out without saying the words, it's not the coaching, guys. It's not the coaching.
And it's not a departure necessarily from, you know, the rhetoric that he's used. But let's go to the tape. Let's go to the tape and let's see if everybody else listening has the same assessment as you, Lopez. Mm-hmm. So we go to cut one here. D'Amico Ryan talking about adjustments with the game plan moving forward.
Any game plan, you talk about adjustments. I think that's always a factor when you talk about scouting yourself, self-scouts, and also scouting your opponents. So you're always looking at tendencies and things to change, things to add, or do something a little different. But it's, at the end of the day, you still have to execute whatever changes you make. But that's part of any game. It's about, you know, adjusting.
Okay. Adjusting, he didn't necessarily lean heavily into the execution there, but
he said it is a part like it is a part of this is making adjustments just generally. That is the normal flow of coaching a football season, but you need to execute.
But then they're coming from another flank, and then another flank. Let's listen to the next one, and that's about what goes into the evaluation of the offense.
Yeah, when it comes to our calls and all those things, it's just at the end of the day, myself, Bobby, Frank, we call the games, and you know, as we call the games, we are coaching our players to execute what we call the right way. So it's not only just the play call, but it's also how are we executing the calls in the right manner.
Man, that's about as direct as you can get. Even though he's not saying it, he's saying it. It's not the coaching. It's me. It's Bobby. It's Frank Ross. We're telling them what to do. It's about executing. That's, to me, that was pretty enlightening. That really was. It's the players is what he's saying.
Yeah, and I don't know how you fix that at this point, right? Like, we are, again, I do the thing where I point to the calendar and see how far we are in. And in this instance, this is headed into week 11 of NFL football, where you've had training camp. I mean, you've had offseason stuff, right? Yeah. Minicamps, all those types of things, training camp. You've had 10 weeks of football played. And you're still in a place where it feels like execution is a watchword. Execution, and it feels like execution to the point of like feeling like you're not nailing down what you're supposed to be doing is a consideration constantly. That's a deeply frustrating feeling to feel like that is something that's there. And I think the thing for me is that D'Amico Ryan's typically uses the, like, he still tries to find and thread the needle between the guy, these guys can do it and they're capable of doing it. And a lot of times they do get it done, but they need to do it consistently. And it feels like there's just always, particularly situationally, a moment where it doesn't get done. And that feels like that is the distinction between being a team that really... Yep. It really hits the high notes in a team that just kind of does what they've done 6-4, which is solid but not incredible for the expectations.
Well, you talk about threading the needle, and that's exactly what it is, because D'Amico Ryan's is wired as a former player, and just the way he is as a person, he's wired to not throw players under the bus. That's something that he just won't do. But threading the needle, he also knows what these coaches are doing and clearly believes that what they are teaching, what they are coaching, what they are game planning is right in his view, would work in his view. So, how, you know, threading the needle. I don't want to throw these players under the bus, but damn it, it's not the coaching, you know? And so he's right there trying to to figure it out. And by the way, this also fits in with, you know, things that we've heard and things that we've, you know, postulated ourselves in terms of like they've been told, they've worked on it. We've heard press conferences for weeks on end now of Bobby Slowick and others saying, we coach them, we hammer it into their heads, we try to focus on this or that, and it's just not getting done. Well, that's the players.
Yeah.
That's the players.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And that, I mean, well, here's the tough thing, right? Like, and I know that there's been a lot of conversation about Bobby Slowick within the course of this, and we'll have even more of it because he, I mean, you will find a way to score in the second half, and then we'll be able to feel a lot more comfortable not having these conversations about what Bobby Slowick is doing, right? But in seeing people break down and going back and looking at All 22 video and things of that nature, you can see issues with what's happening there. But then one of the things that I continue to ask myself is how much error is a reasonable amount of like error, or just feeling like, okay, that's not the best way to go about this, because it's not, I don't think you're going to have a perfect play caller. I don't think you're going to have a perfect coaching and game plan, right? How much is fair for Bobby Slowick? And then how much is supposed to be gotten over by the players that you have on the field? Like how much of, to use Bobby Slowick's terminology here, how much expectation are you supposed to have on players to make things right within this? Because it feels like, at least offensively, your players aren't in a place, unless, I mean, outside of CJ Stroud, Nico Collins, Joe Mixon, and that really feels like it. I don't know that you have players that are then, with their individual play, going to make some things right if they are not absolutely drawn up in such a way.
Yeah, and I want to make very clear, I personally still feel that Bobby Slowick is frustrating to watch sometimes. I feel like Bobby Slowick, particularly in second halves, has not given his team the best play call in most, and I shouldn't say most, but in a lot of situations. All I'm saying is what I'm hearing from D'Amico.
Yeah.
You know, I'm interpreting, and I think a lot of people can hear it as we listen to these things. Like, I trust me, Bobby Slowick has been very frustrating for me to watch. But the head coach is saying, it ain't the coaching. We're hammering it into their heads. We believe it. We're all involved in the game plan. It's not just Bobby Slowick. It's the players. You know, they have to execute. How many different ways has he said it?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of ways. But that I like that question, and I kind of want to turn it in this way. How many ways has he said it to us publicly? He said it a lot. I'm interested in, like, how he says that to the players and how that is handled. Because I know that he's talked a lot about, D'Amico Ryans, that is, has talked a lot about the idea of using positivity, being encouraging, those types of things. And I know that a lot of us, especially folks that, you know, are used to football as it was once coached and played, are, you know, go to, you know, you need fire and brimstone to get this done. And it does not feel like that's how D'Amico Ryans does. But we've had enough kind of conversations with folks who have told us and who have given us some indication that D'Amico Ryans ain't out there like letting dudes live in the locker room or on the practice field. And so I do wonder, like, what has been done to try and translate that message to the players in actuality? Because I know that he's not doing, I strongly believe that he's not doing this and just saying, well, you guys just got to execute. Like, I don't think it's that simple. But I would love to know what the measures that have been, right? Like, how has the film sessions been, right? Like, in detailing what has not been done, not being executed by these players. Like, what are the other motivational techniques that are being done? Because it'd be real disheartening to know that every measure has been taken to try and get it through to the players that, hey, you got to execute, and they're still not doing it at the fullest of their possibilities.
Well, keep this in mind. D'Amico Ryans grew up, so to speak, in the NFL under Gary Kubiak. He played for Gary Kubiak. And Kubiak is famously a guy that did this exact same thing publicly. Never, ever really threw his players under the bus, etc. But there are legendary stories of Gary Kubiak where he just went off on players behind the scenes. And so I am prone to believe that D'Amico does the same thing. Like, I think he is a different dude when the doors are closed and the mics are off with these players. At least I hope so. And all indications are Kubiak was he's known as one of the nicest people in football history. But behind closed doors, there are some famous stories of him just going off and not being that same guy. So I'm thinking that that's what D'Amico Ryans is too.
I mean, you got to hope that. Like, this is the tough thing, is like, where is the hope outside of just like he's letting them know, right, in actually getting the execution done? Because I do wonder how much hope you have in Bobby Slowik, you know. And I mean again, I'm focusing on the offense. It feels like the defense has been able to do a lot of carrying here.
Sure. No, he's talking about the offense.
Even just looking at this past game, you get 5 turnovers, one of those at the very end of a half. That I've
kind of a gimme.
Kind of gimme feels like the wrong word to use there, but one of those ones.
It was a Hail Mary.
I don't know how effectual it ends up actually being, if for lack of a better term, not to take it away from the defense, but I think you know what I'm pointing to. But like, I mean, 4 turnovers in the run of like actual play that then lead to offensive possessions as well. And it feels like the defense did a lot, right? And they did slack off at the end of the game, right, where you end up seeing, you know, the run consistently happening for the Lions. Yeah. But it feels like this is an offensive critique for the most part in doing that. I feel like with Bobby does have some things in which, like, I think what you're asking some of your players to execute is beyond their means. Like, I know that Sarge recently this morning put up a video
beyond their means and beyond their makeup, maybe.
Right, but he put up a video of, like, you know, John Mechie in a condensed formation having to come in and crack for lack of a better crack, quote unquote, a defensive end from a very short period distance. That's not something that Mechie's going to be able to do, right? Yeah. Like, that's something that's unreasonable to ask of him. So asking that execution is tough. So I also probably need to go through and like look at how much of the execution that's being asked is reasonable expectations of these players, and how much of this is unreasonable. Because if your answer is just going to be we have to execute, I think there's at some point we have to look at how much, what are you asking them to execute, and is that reasonable?
Well, that points to an entirely different topic. That's personnel. That's obviously, maybe Nico Collins helps that because he's a better blocker and he's a bigger dude, and everybody, it kind of trickles down from there in terms
of, but Nico Collins can't do all of them.
No, right?
he can't do all the things.
He can't
Nico
do all
Nico Collins play on the line as well?
No, maybe. But no, I think, yeah, that speaks to an entirely different thing. The makeup of the team. You got Tank Dell, small guy. Can you ask him to block? John Mechie, smaller guy. Can you ask him to block? You just talked about it. Xavier Hutchinson, how much is he going to be on the field now, you know, with Nico Collins back? You know, so it does speak to kind of an entirely different thing.
There's so many things to ask within the course of this, but D'Amico Ryans makes it abundantly clear in many, many of his press conferences, and again yesterday, that he's looking to the players to step up and get it right and execute in order for this team to find some level of advancement in this. Now, one of the things that's nice is you look at the schedule, and you have games that are absolutely winnable, even with the level of play that you've put on wax of late. But it feels like we're always having a conversation of what happens once you win the division and once the calendar turns around or turns over to playoff time. And that feels like what we're talking about when we're talking about execution.
Yeah.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We got Adam Spillane joining us at 1040. So we move our question of the day up. Inspired by a Chris Webber type moment that happened in the NBA, what is your worst, oh no, kind of moment? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.